live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, more than a quarter of €1 million has been announced for flood defence works at the hospital end of Circular Road in Letterkenny. ESB networks say over 30 homes and businesses are still without power in Donegal. Enterprise Ireland has reported strong job creation by its client companies in Donegal with a 4% increase last year. And a Donegal student is undertaking a major study to look at what impact, if any, drinking 2 pints has on a person's ability to drive. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, Inishowen is this evening recovering from damage caused by Storm Eleanor. A number of premises were affected last night as heavy rainfall and winds battered the northwest coast, while emergency crews attended a number of incidents across the peninsula. Meanwhile, in Letterkenny, a significant amount of flood water was close to entering homes in the Glenwood Estate area as gardens were flooded overnight. The estate and surrounding areas has been prone to flooding over the years, leading to numerous calls for flood defence measures to be carried out. Speaking earlier in the 9 till noon show, local resident Anne-Marie Simmons said the responsibility lies with Irish Water, but a lack of funding has prevented the issue from being addressed.
It just happens all the time. I would say everywhere is the same. Do you know what I mean? Like, but we do get affected, like, you know, and the floods get bad as well. But in fairness, now last year it wasn't as bad. I think it might have only happened once last year, but it's normally a few occasions every year.
Is it a case of water running into the area? You know, is drainage maybe more of an issue in causing this flooding, Anne-Marie, as far as you know?
It is drainage, yeah. It's been, over the years, I suppose everybody's been trying to find out, and it is drainage. And there's nothing that the council or nothing can... It's Irish Water that has to divert the water from the top of the road going down, and I got a letter recently stating that there is no funding for it. It was supposed to be done next year, the start of it, but there's no funding for it, so it will be the following year.
So you've another year of discontent, not knowing when the water's going to come down next.
Yeah, and I've got letters stating that there's no there's no money to fix this problem. The council can't do anything about it. That it's a bigger issue, like Irish Water, and there's no funding for it.
Meanwhile, in Galway, homes and businesses are counting the cost of Storm Eleanor. Winds of 150 kilometres per hour and flooding left much of the city centre underwater. Some are criticising Galway City Council's preparations for the storm. However, tributes are being paid to locals who went through the night helping their neighbours. Niall McNeillis of Claddagh and Celtic Jewellery saw most of his shop destroyed.
All the businesses rallied together straight away, like in text messages last night, and you swear the fridge at home was empty, the way they were going on about it. Everybody has been really, really nice, like, and can we help you in any way at all? And the lads, like, two of my buddies came in this morning, you know, I didn't expect them, and they were here first thing, like, at 3 o'clock this morning, helping out, like, you know, moving stuff. And it means an awful lot.
ESB networks say over 30 homes and businesses are still without power in Donegal this evening. Power has been restored to most areas in the county, with the exception of Rossgear and Creeslaw. 15 homes and businesses in Rossgear have been without power for most of the day. ESB is hoping it should be restored by 6:30 this evening. Meanwhile, in Creeslaw, 17 premises are without electricity, with power estimated to be restored by 7:45 tonight. More than a quarter of €1 million has been announced for flood defence works at the hospital end of Circular Road in Letterkenny, with Municipal District Mayor Jimmy Kavanagh saying he wants to see the project expanded towards Glenwood Park and Beechwood as quickly as possible. Minister Kevin Boxer-Moran has confirmed just over €224,000 for new pipes and culverts at Oldfield Terrace, with almost €52,000 for 100 metres of new piping along Circular Road. Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh says this is the start of a bigger job which must be completed as quickly as possible.
That will be part of a bigger job that needs done on Circular Road, which is the trunk sewer job that Irish Water have to do, and the storm job that's to be done along with that. And hopefully we can now push on and try and get these things completed as quickly as possible. As you know, we had another serious incident of flooding in Glenwood last night, and for those residents, it's so important that we get this work done. Beechwood was lucky last night, but Beechwood often get it at the same time, so they escaped last night, but Glenwood didn't again, and we can't expect residents to go on having this flooding every few months.
And the reality of it is, if residents in Glenwood, residents in Beechwood see work going on further down Circular Road, closer to the hospital, they're going to start asking the question, why are you doing it down here when we're the ones that need the work on this side of Circular Road? As you say, the major hope now is that that longer stretch of Circular Road will be done, and will be done quickly.
As I see it, money has already been identified for the rest of Circular Road. It's a matter now, I think, of all the politicians in the county and council level and at every level, to keep the pressure on to have this work completed timely by Irish Water. And I would hope that we will see that work started in this year, in 2018, and continued and completed successfully as soon as possible.
Enterprise Ireland has reported strong job creation by its client companies in Donegal, with a 4% increase last year compared to 2016. 3,552 people are now employed by companies supported by the agency in Donegal. Over 19,000 jobs were created across Ireland by companies supported by Enterprise Ireland in 2017, with 64% of new jobs created outside Dublin. While all regions saw employment growth last year, Enterprise Ireland CEO Julie Cinnamon has warned there needs to be more preparation for Brexit in 2018.
Initially, a lot of companies, I think, believed this problem would go away. And at this stage, I believe that every company that's exposed needs to put in place a plan to address Brexit.
Gardaí say it would appear this morning's attacks in Louth were random and unprovoked. They have confirmed one line of inquiry is that it was a terror attack. An 18-year-old Egyptian has been arrested. Stephanie Grogan reports.
The first of these attacks happened at 9 a.m. when a 24-year-old Japanese man was stabbed on Avenue Road in Dundalk and he died from his injuries. About half an hour later, emergency services were alerted that another man had been stabbed at Coles Road. And a few minutes later, another man was attacked with a pole at Seatown Place. A Garda then saw a man carrying a pole and behaving in an erratic manner nearby, and he was arrested. The suspect is an 18-year-old Egyptian. Garda say it would appear the attacks were random and unprovoked. Chief Superintendent Christy Mangan says they're investigating if there was terrorism involved.
A terror attack is a line of inquiry. It's certainly a line that we would look at. We will endeavour to establish the suspect's background, who they are, and where they've come from, and why are they here. Those are the very fairly important questions.
Gardaí are unsure how long the suspect has been in Ireland. He'd been stopped in Dundalk earlier this week and was asked about his status in the country. He's being held at Dundalk Garda station this evening and can be questioned for up to 24 hours. Stephanie Grogan in Dundalk.
Police in Fermanagh are appealing to members of the public living in or travelling through the Garrison and Belcoo areas close to the Donegal border to be vigilant and not to touch any suspicious objects. The warning follows reports that some type of explosive device has been left in a wooded area between Cashel Cross and Kilty Clogher. Police are currently investigating this report and are working to establish an exact location of any such device. Superintendent Gian Humphrey says the safety of the community is of paramount importance, and they are appealing to anyone who notices any suspicious objects not to touch them but to contact police immediately. A Donegal student is undertaking a major study to look at what impact, if any, drinking two pints has on a person's ability to drive. In what is thought to be a first, over 100 participants in the experiment will drive a simulator without alcohol and again with alcohol, and then analysed for any changes. Coláiste Aile student Iarla McGinley says the study will look at a number of key factors when driving.
We're looking in to see the effect that two pints has on men and one pint has on women on their driving ability. People will be using the simulator, first of all, without alcohol. They'll be then consuming alcohol and taking the simulator again, and will be comparing the results to see the effect the alcohol had on their driving. Reaction times, yeah, driving speeds, if you went too slow, too fast, poor signalling, like indicators and stuff, and other stuff like peripheral vision, stuff like that.
Figures revealed yesterday by the INMO showing that the number of patients awaiting admission to Letterkenny University Hospital in 2017 doubled has been described as a damning indictment of government failure. There were 4,889 patients waiting on a bed at the hospital last year, the highest annual figure since INMO records began. Senator Padraig McLaughlin says these latest figures are truly shocking and are evidence of the government's policy of cuts and recruitment embargoes over the years. He says the crisis cannot be allowed to continue.
Well, the numbers are truly shocking. They're the highest annual numbers since the INMO have been taking these records of people on trolleys. And they're a damning indictment of government failure. And they're also a damning indictment of the confidence and supply deal between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael that is proving again and again to be a bad deal for the people of Donegal.
And this, again, is another sign that the government needs to take action to address this crisis.
Absolutely. What we've had is years of cutbacks, of moratoriums on recruitment, on chronic underinvestment. And what we need to address all of these years of neglect now is investment in beds, in nurses and doctors in Letterkenny University Hospital, in our community hospitals across Donegal and indeed across the state. That's what's required. It's time for honesty here in relation to the decisions that face this government and future governments. We cannot continue to stand by while huge numbers of our citizens are in A&E, are under serious pressure in terms of being on trolleys. We have almost 20,000 men, women and children in Donegal on hospital waiting lists. We have huge cutbacks in our community hospitals. It has to stop, and we need the proper investment to turn this around.
Meanwhile, there were 26 patients awaiting admission at Letterkenny University Hospital this morning, 8 of them on emergency department trolleys. That's down 9 on yesterday's figure of 35. Nationally, there were 677 people waiting for inpatient beds this morning, the largest number 54 at St Luke's Hospital in Kilkenny.
Sport on Highland, brought to you in association with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Gear up for 2018 with a massive New Year sale now on in store and at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15, time for the latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with Gaelic Games, and tonight's matches in the opening round of the Dr. McKenna Cup are going ahead as planned, despite the bad weather. Life under new Donegal manager Declan Bonner starts this evening against the students of Queen University. No team sheet yet from the Donegal camp, but it will have a different look to that which finished the championship last summer. Here's the Donegal boss on tonight's opponents.
Anthony McGrath, who's part of the backroom team, would has a fair bit of work done on him, and he works in Queens. He's employed by Queens, so, and he knows the setup there. But the one thing he did say is that they're very well organised. I think it's Aidan O'Rourke, ex-Armagh player, that manages them, and they are well organised. They're, you know, they do have their defensive system to be difficult enough to break down, and they have an awful lot of work done. They got to the semi-final of the Sigerson League there just before Christmas, and you know they're one of the front runners for Sigerson contenders next month. So yeah, it'll be a good test for us and a good test to see exactly where we're at. And you know, as I said, really looking forward to starting the campaign out on Wednesday night.
Declan Bonner there. Throwing time tonight in McCool Park is 8 o'clock, and you can tune Highlands Way. That's from just after 8 o'clock news, where we'll have live regular updates and coverage from this evening's opening game. The other match in that group is Fermanagh against Monaghan. Rory Gallagher taking charge in a first competitive match for the Fermanagh side. The Airmen welcome the Farney County to Brewster Park. Tyrone will play their game against Antrim at the Athletic Grounds in Armagh. Healy Park yesterday failed a pitch inspection, so they have moved the game into the Orchard County. Tyrone manager Mickey Hart has handed senior debuts to Brendan Burns and Michael McKiernan. The other match in Group A sees Cavan against St Mary's at Breffni Park. Two further games to come in Group B tonight. Derry meet University Ulster at Celtic Park. New Derry manager Damian McAuley has gone with a youthful lineup with nine of the starting 15 having played under him during his three-year term as minor manager. While the sixth game tonight is down against Armagh, also in Group B. There's matches tonight as well in the Connacht Football League. Sligo welcome champions Galway to Turlestrand while Leitrim take on Roscommon. Dublin footballers begin the defence of their Burn Cup this evening. A youthful Dublin side will be hosting Offaly at Parnell Park. And Kilkenny's defence of the Welsh Cup in hurling begins against Laois at O'Muir Park. Three Donegal athletes have been included in the Northern Ireland team for this year's Commonwealth Games in Australia. As expected, the Finn Valley duo of Summer Leckie and Dempsey McGuigan, along with Rafoe's Rachel Dara, have been named among the 88 athletes across 13 different sports. Castledurg native Leckie, who won gold at the Commonwealth Youth Games in 2017, will compete in the high jump, and American-based McGuigan will throw in the hammer. Rachel Dara, who is a niece of three-time Olympian Chloe McGee, is one of three badminton players. The games are due to take place in Australia's Gold Coast from April the 4th to the 15th. While on the track, Kira McGeehan will compete in the 1500 metres. She will be seen as a big medal hope at the Commonwealths. And among a strong boxing squad heading for Australia are Michaela Walsh, Sean McComb, and Olympians Stephen Donnelly and Brendan Irvine. Chelsea have the chance to move back up to second in the Premier League tonight. The champions go to London rivals Arsenal, who they will also face over two legs in the semi-finals of the League Cup this month. Arsenal boss Arsene Wenger says they're not giving up on catching Chelsea. Chelsea go into this evening's game 7 points ahead of the Gunners, and Wenger feels they can close that gap.
The gap is not big at the moment. I think we know that our home form will be absolutely vital. We know it puts us even more under pressure to deliver a big result.
Ahead of that game, there are reports that Arsenal are willing to sell Alexis Sanchez to Manchester City in the transfer window. The Chilean forward is out of contract this summer, and there's further reports today as well that Liverpool are bracing themselves for a January bid for Philip Coutinho, as reports in Spain are suggesting that a league of leaders are willing to up their bid to around 150 million euros. In local soccer, the intermediate and junior football action returns to the Northwest this coming Sunday. In the resumption of the Ulster Senior League, there is three games down for decision, with Coghill Celtic taking on Swilly Rovers. Fannin United play Letterkenny Rovers, and on the other game, Fun Harps Reserves were originally due to host Derry City Reserves, but confirmation this afternoon that that fixture has been reversed, with the venue now being the Vale Centre in Greysteel at 11:30 a.m. Ulster rugby legend Stephen Ferris wants the team to finish on a consistent level in the coming weeks. Les Kiss's side bounced back from a 28-point hammering at Connacht to register a comeback 24-17 win over Munster on New Year's Day. That was their first win in the Pro 14 since November, but they won back-to-back against Harlequins in the Champions Cup last month. Ahead of their trip to Leinster this coming Saturday, Ferris says it's been a frustrating run of form.
Ulster are like a bungee cord, you know, they're up 1 minute and down the next, and you know, even last week, you see, we were down, and you know, a couple of weeks previous, you get two great results against Harlequins and you're back up again, and then in that game you just seen exactly that. Rubbish in the first half. Like absolutely rubbish in the first half. Couldn't hold on to the ball, getting absolutely dominated up front. And then in the second half, rubbish to brilliant within, you know, 10 or 15 minutes of a break. And it's just like, why can't Ulster perform like that from minute one?
Finally, in further rugby news, Wales wing George North faces a battle to be fit for the opening Six Nations match with Scotland. Northampton have confirmed he suffered another knee injury, which will keep him out for up to a month. Wales begin their campaign on the 3rd of February at home to the Scots, and a visit to the Aviva follows 3 weeks later. They're already likely to be without forward Dan Lyriot. That's it from the sports desk for the moment. Just to remind listeners once again, we will have live regular updates from tonight's Dr. McKenna Cup opener, Donegal against Queen's. Throw-in time in Balbuffet is at 8 o'clock tonight.
Thanks, Aisin. A Donegal man has been returned for trial to Derry Crown Court, charged with wounding with intent to do grievous bodily harm to former Derry City footballer Barry Molloy. Donal Kavanagh has more.
39-year-old Martin Cheung of Ardban Muff appeared at a preliminary inquiry at Derry Magistrates Court today. He is charged with wounding Mr. Malloy with intent to cause him grievous bodily harm on a date between May 27th and May 30th last year. It was accepted there was a case to answer, and Mr. Cheung said he didn't wish to call any witnesses or make any statement at this stage. He was returned for trial to appear at the Crown Court on January 30th. He was released on continuing bail.
And for weather now, very windy this evening with storm gusts in parts. Scattered showers will occur, some possibly heavy, with lowest temperatures tonight of 2 to 6 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, ESB Networks say over 30 homes and businesses are still without power in Donegal this evening. Power has been restored to most areas in the county, with the exception of Rossgear and Creeslaw. More than a quarter of €1 million has been announced for flood defence works at the hospital end of Circular Road in Letterkenny, with Municipal District Mayor Jimmy Kavanagh saying he wants to see the project expanded towards Glenwood Park and Beechwood as quickly as possible. Enterprise Ireland has reported strong job creation by its client companies in Donegal, with a 4% increase last year compared to 2016. 3,552 people are now employed by companies supported by the agency in Donegal. And police in Fermanagh are appealing to members of the public living in or travelling through the Garrison and Belcoo areas close to the Donegal border to be vigilant and not to touch any suspicious objects. The warning follows reports that some type of explosive device has been left in a wooded area between Cashel Cross and Kilty Clogher. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 3rd of January. The death has taken place at Alphagavan Hospital of Jimmy Logue, 62 Townsend Street, Strabane. His remains will repose at his home from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 9:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Chest, Heart and Stroke, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place at Alphagavan Hospital of Josie Gallagher, 9 Hillcrest, Derry Road, Strabane. His remains will repose at his brother Basco Gallagher's home at 23 Contham Road, Bernie, Strabane, from 5:30 this evening. Funeral from there on Friday afternoon at 12:20 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 1 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place at Brentwood Nursing Home Convoy of Christina Delaney, formerly Christina Sweeney of Sweeney's Hotel, Dunloe. Her remains will repose at her late residence, 7 Nirvana Chapel Road, Dunloe, from 8 o'clock this evening. Rosary nightly at 9 o'clock. Funeral Mass on Saturday at 10 in St. Cronus Church, Dunloe, with interment afterwards in Mahery Cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and house private, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred at Belfast City Hospital of Jim Cahoon, formerly of Kildrum, Carrigans. His remains are reposing at Knock Glass. Viewing from 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, with removal on Friday to Mallon Presbyterian Church, Mallon, for funeral at 1:30, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers to the Chest, Heart and Stroke Association or the Irish Heart Foundation. The death has taken place of Betty Sayers, 50 Burnie Road, Strabane. Her remains are reposing at her late home. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 12:30 for service in Sign Mills Presbyterian Church at 1:30, with burial afterwards in Ernie Cemetery. Family Flowers only pleas donations in lieu of desired to the Alzheimer's Society and Chest, Heart and Stroke, care of William Key Funeral Director, 1 Finview, Strabane. The death has taken place of William Frank McElhinney, Manor Cunningham. His remains are reposing at his nephew Trevor McElhinney's home at Rye, Manor Cunningham. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:20 for 2 o'clock service in Rye Presbyterian Church, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. House private, please, from 10 p.m. to 10:30 a.m. Inquiries to McElwee Funeral Directors. The sudden death has occurred of Joe Gallagher, 75 Camas Road, Douglas Bridge. Joe's remains are reposing at his late home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass at 11 in St. Eugene's Church, Glenoch, followed by interment in Glenoch Cemetery. The death has taken place at the Donegal Hospice of Billy Doherty, Brook Cottage, Drenan Ballybuffet, formerly of 78 St. Finian's Park, Moville. His remains will repose at his residence until 11 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 to St. Mary's Church, Sasha O'Neill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by cremation at Lakeland Crematorium, Cavan. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow morning. Family flowers only, please. And this has occurred of Eta McElhinney, Fairhill Dunlow, née Kyle, formerly of Mount Charles. Her remains are reposing at Midlands Funeral Home, with removal this evening at 6:30 to St. Cronus Church, Dunlow. Funeral tomorrow after 11 o'clock Mass, with burial in Letchamack Ward, New Cemetery.